These recordings are produced by the American Thoracic Society. We help the world breathe. These materials are intended for informational purposes only and should be used to complement the care and education provided by your personal health care providers. This audio file goes with the ATS fact sheet on mechanical ventilation. It summarizes the highlights of the mechanical ventilation fact sheet and will only take a few minutes to listen to from start to finish. Having a serious lung problem, whether it is a loved one or yourself, isn't easy. We hope that this information is useful to you and may help you have a better understanding of mechanical ventilation and its role in helping people with life-threatening illnesses. We also encourage you to speak with a member of the healthcare team about specific questions you may have. For more information, visit www.thoracic.org/patients. Mechanical ventilation is a form of life support. A mechanical ventilator is a machine that takes over the work of breathing when a person is not able to breathe enough on their own. The mechanical ventilator is also called a ventilator, respirator, or breathing machine. There are many reasons why a patient may need a ventilator, but low oxygen levels or severe shortness of breath from an infection such as pneumonia are the most common reasons. Most patients on a ventilator are monitored in an intensive care unit or ICU. When a person needs to be on a ventilator, a healthcare provider will insert a tube through their mouth or nose and into their windpipe. This tube is then connected to the ventilator. The ventilator pushes a mixture of air and oxygen into the patient's lungs to get oxygen into the body. The tube, called an endotracheal tube, or ET tube, allows healthcare providers to remove mucus from the windpipe by suction. Some people may need to be connected to a ventilator through a tracheostomy tube, also called a trach, through their neck and trachea. The trach can stay in as long as needed, but does not have to be permanent and can be removed if a patient no longer needs it. The ventilator itself does not cause pain, but the ET tube may cause discomfort. People on ventilators may be given medicines, such as sedatives or pain controllers, to make them feel more comfortable. These medicines may also make them sleepy. Sometimes, medications that temporarily prevent muscle movement are used to allow the ventilator to do all the work for the patient. These medications are typically used when a person has a very severe lung injury. They are stopped as soon as possible and always before ventilator support is removed. A ventilator can be life-saving, but its use has risks, including infections, collapsed lung, and lung damage. The ventilator doesn't fix the problem that led to the person needing the ventilator in the first place. It just helps support a person until other treatments become effective, or the person gets better on their own. The healthcare team always tries to help a person get off the ventilator at the earliest possible time. Some patients may be on a ventilator for only a few hours or days, while others may require the ventilator for longer. How long a patient needs to be on a ventilator depends on many factors. These can include overall strength, how well their lungs were before going on the ventilator, and how many other organs are affected, like the brain, heart, and kidneys. Some people cannot be weaned off the ventilator and do not want to stay on the machine. Other people who know they have a very severe lung or health problem may not even want to use a ventilator at all. The healthcare team will help patients and their families make tough decisions about mechanical ventilation throughout the course of their illness to ensure the patient's wishes about this therapy are understood and followed.